Dear brothers and sisters, dear brother priests, Jesus says to the woman who was suffering for 12 years of hemorrhaging, courage, daughter, your faith has saved you. Most beautiful words, powerful words. We desire, brothers and sisters, to come to see their meaning. In the meaning of these Jesus' words, these words by which he pronounced something so important, something on which healing depended on, the healing of this woman, and that is faith. The woman came to believe in God's love, in God's mercy. And that, brothers and sisters, is what God desires. This and only this, that we may come to believe in Him and in His love. That is why, brothers and sisters, faith is not only the faith in God, that God exists. It is just the beginning. Faith desires to grow. And from that faith in God's existence, it desires to grow, go to the depth, as in trust in God, trusting God, that we may have trust in Him. Most beautiful words of this, trust in God, were pronounced by Little Flower Saint Therese, and that is why I would like to also bring them closer to you. Little Flower Saint Therese said, man is not dear to God because of his virtues and because of his merits, but because of the limitless trust that he places in God's mercy. She said, from whence I have come to know the love of the heart of Jesus, I admit that it has cast out every fear from my heart. Yes, I feel, even if in my conscience I had all the sins that could possibly be committed, I would cast myself with a broken heart from repentance into the arms and the embrace of Jesus, because I know how much he loves the prodigal son who returns back to him. And further on, God does not need our works. He thirsts for our love. What wounds and pierces God directly to the heart is our lack of trust. This is what the Flower Saint Therese reflected. Why is faith so important? Why does Jesus stress this trust in God, this faith? Why does he praise the faith of this woman? Imagine, brothers and sisters, if you love a person and that person does not believe you that you love them, how would you feel? Imagine if you as a husband love your wife and she does not believe you that you love her. How sad feeling that would be. Or if you love your husband and he does not believe you, is continually doubting, continually looking with doubt, with lack of trust. How painful that is. If you love your child and that child does not have trust in you as a parent, or we as priests, brothers and sisters, when we also approach people, you love them, you want good for them, but they do not trust you. How painful it is. Jesus desires to say, brothers and sisters, how painful it is to God. What directly pierces God's heart is when we do not believe in His love, that He loves us. When we don't believe that He forgives us, how painful that is, how it wounds God directly in His heart. When we do not have the trust in Him that everything will be well. I would like to also share another story. I would say that it's sweet, childlike. But I think that it says something very important. A boy said, together with the shepherds, I came into the stable and I looked around me. I saw animals, Mary and Joseph, and the crib. I looked at the child, and the child looked at me. At once I became afraid, as tears came to my eyes. Why are you crying? Jesus asked. Because I didn't bring you anything, I answered him. But I would like to receive something from you, Jesus said. Then I became fervent with joy. I will give you everything I have, I responded. I would like to receive three things from you, Jesus said. Immediately, I dropped it. My new coat, my bicycle, my book. No, Jesus said. I don't need any of that. I did not come to earth for that. I would like to receive something completely different from you. I thought about that, and with uncertainty I asked, and what is it? Give me your last school homework, Jesus whispered to me. So quietly whispered it that nobody else could hear it. I became frightened. Jesus, I stuttered, and I came very close to the crib. But the teacher wrote that it was insufficient in evaluating it. And Jesus said, it's particularly because of that I want to receive it from you. And I asked why. A desire for you to always bring to me where underneath it is written, insufficient. Do you promise me that? I said, yes. He says, I would like to receive another gift from you. Your glass. But I said to him, Jesus, I broke the glass this morning. And Jesus said, I ask you to bring to me everything that you have broken in your life. I desire to rebuild it. Will you give it to me? That is difficult, but if you help me, I will, I answered him. And Jesus said, and my third desire, give me the response that you brought to your mother when she asked you, how did you break the glass? Then I put my head on the edge of the crib and I cried. Crying, I said, it didn't fall accidentally to the ground. I threw it on the ground because I was angry with my mother. Yes, Jesus said, always bring to me all of your lies, your anger, your disappointments, your anger, all the evil that you have done. I will accept you and I will forgive you. I will take you by the hand and I will lead you. As I motionlessly was without words, I felt how my heart was receiving peace and joy was being awakened. So this boy in his story says much to us about God, about God's love, about God's mercy. This is a year of mercy, brothers and sisters, that Pope Francis gave us, particularly on that theme to the seminar for priests who desires to go forward, to open ourselves to the mystery of God's being, the mystery of God's heart. And that mystery is God's mercy. And we, brothers and sisters, sometimes do not understand God's mercy. Sometimes it is strange to us. Sometimes we oppose it. In Russia, they say, during the time of communism, the word mercy was thrown out of the dictionary, thrown out, removed, as something that was unnecessary, that it was once but no longer exists, no longer needed. And we sometimes also oppose mercy. It's interesting that sometimes we oppose it, and sometimes we do not oppose it. Sometimes we desire mercy. When it's a matter of the sins of others, we don't want mercy. We don't want God to be merciful, and we don't want to be merciful. When it's a matter of our sins, when we make a mistake, then we want God to be merciful to us. We want people to be merciful to us. And so we have double criteria with our approach to mercy. But what is mercy, brothers and sisters? What is God's mercy? Mercy is in God's service of justice and His will. God's will is just. God's will is to save us. God's will is that He may find that 100th sheep, and that is justice for God. God's will is to receive the lost son, to embrace him, to lead him into the home, and that at the table the both the younger and the older son be together. That is the justice of God. We need to receive, because the younger son was lost and now is found. That is God's mercy. In this way, God's will and God's justice is being displayed in that mercy. God desires to help man. To this woman who for 12 years believed. Believed whom? We can sense that it was, her trust was placed in doctors. And people thought that she was less important, would not allow her to approach them, not allow her to approach others, thought that she was unclean. She believed them. And God desires to help such a woman. This is where Jesus is joyful. When at the given moment, the woman decided to touch the corner of his garment with the faith that she will be helped. That is why Jesus is joyful. Finally, she believes me. Thank you. Your faith has saved you. Brothers and sisters, Jesus always finds the possibility of that. He desires to come to meet man, Zacchaeus, and the woman who they want to stone. He wants to help her, and that always finds the reason. And he says for Zacchaeus, he's also the son of Abraham, he's also a child of God. Towards a woman, who of you is without sin? Who? She also made a mistake, but you also are sinning. He desires to help, and that is why he always finds a reason. The person who is not merciful, he also finds the reasons. But in order not to help, he always finds a reason to judge, condemn, even a single reason, even one sin, but enough for him to judge and condemn a person. It is different with God. It is different with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, let us open ourselves to Jesus' mercy that shows itself in such a beautiful way, such a profound way, in every Eucharist, also in this one. Amen.